escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66.
He's not on yet. I mean, we're waiting for him to call. I told you, play him in and out. We played the song here. We're waiting for Mike to call. He'll join us shortly here live from the Mike Francesa Studios in downtown Manhattan. Remember the train set that Mike used to have? Man, that was great. Either way, we're waiting for Francesa here, who will join the show in a little bit. We'll try to get some insight into what went on with the Giants stuff, the Giants and Giants meeting up, and all New York sports. That's what I really want to do. I want to talk New York sports with the New York sports talk legend. And here he is, Mike Francesa, the man of the week with the million views that you got going on. How are you, Mike?
Sal, what's going on?
All right, how'd this thing come together with the Giants and Giants?
About 2 months ago, they asked me if I would do a podcast, Eli's podcast. And Eli and I have always maintained a good relationship, so they texted me and asked me if I would do his podcast. I said yes. They tried to pick a date where it both works because I'm away a lot this time of the year. I just came back from 2 weeks in Saratoga. And they then came up with this idea. Now, it was all them. Give them credit. It was Eli and his people, and they sent me the storyboards, and I loved it. I said, this is great. I'll do it. So before we shot the before we did the podcast, we shot this thing, and couple of takes, a couple of different versions, but I knew it was going to do very well. I knew it was going to be good, and obviously it turned out very well.
Mike, I was shocked to see it. And not that I didn't think it would do well, obviously, but I was like, it caught me off guard, caught me by surprise because it kind of out of nowhere, and it was great. Now, did you hear the caller? He happened to call the Fan a couple times that day. He was awful. He didn't seem to be.
No, I didn't hear him. I was out of town. I didn't know. Right afterwards, I went right back out of town, so I wasn't aware that he called. Someone told me that he was on the Fan, though.
Yeah, he called me and had no interest. He didn't know what was going on. He had no idea who I was. Then he called Marash and Loogie, and understandably, he didn't know who those guys were. And
right.
Then he just didn't seem to have any fun with it whatsoever.
I'm surprised he knew who you were.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't. But he definitely didn't know who those guys were. Anyway,
I think the call was. I think I heard two versions that the call was either 2013 or 2015. I'm not sure which one was accurate, but it's funny. That call surprised me because it's the call that I think got the most reaction in the history of the entire Fan. And it surprised me because at the time it was an odd call. And in the beginning I was like, what is this guy serious? And then I started playing up to it and made a whole joke out of the whole thing. But I didn't think it was going to have the impact that it did, and it had incredible legs. And believe it or not, when I went in there to shoot this that day, and we shot it in the hotel where the Giants were staying because they were off that day, they're coming off losing 12 out of 14. They had just got beat by the Pirates. They flew in, they're playing the Mets the next day, and they were nice enough to do that, two of their biggest stars, and they couldn't have been nicer. And believe it or not, they knew of the call. So that thing has had incredible legs. They were well aware. They were thrilled to do it. They were. Now, listen, it was Eli who put it together. I don't think anyone but Eli could have, or someone of his stature could have put it together where the Giants would have agreed. But the Giant players were thrilled to do it, and they were great sports about it. And it turned out really well. It really did.
You still have a good relationship with the Giants? We'll get to the baseball in a little bit. Where's your relationship
with
the Giants?
No, I don't. I don't, Sal. I have a good relationship with Eli. I don't have a good relationship with the Giants since the Gettleman days because I was very hard on Gettleman and very hard on a couple of their coaches. And listen, they were inept. And John got very upset with me. So, no, I don't think I'd be – I think if I went there now, I would not be very welcome, to be honest with you. I haven't been in good favor. I used to have a great relationship with the Giants. I think now I would say I have a poor relationship.
Where do you think they're at going into the season here with Russell Wilson now?
I don't trust Russell Wilson anymore, but that's not the point. I think there's two things. Number one, the Giants could be 40% better this year, and it won't show up in the record. I've heard people recently when I've been in the car or driving around say that they don't think the schedule is as hard as it was made out to be. Well, I was one of the ones who made it out to be that hard, and I disagree completely. I think the schedule is brutal, and I'm going to tell you this. Schedules make a big difference because when you need that breather, when you need that bad team coming into your building and you're going to play at Kansas City and then you got a trip to the Eagles, so you got the Eagles twice in 3 weeks, I think the Giants could be 40% better this year and it doesn't show up in the record. Here's what I'm worried about. Their defense is going to be improved. Obviously, their pass rush looks like it could be special. Let's see if it is. Their run defense leaves a lot to be desired. Let's see how that works out. The offensive line is a huge problem, and it remains, despite what they might say, despite anything, it's still with injuries, and I'm not going to get into the particular things I've heard, but injuries and ineptitude, that offensive line is still a major, major problem for the Giants, and that will hold them back incredibly.
You believe in the head coach? I've been a backer of his. It's getting harder and harder to believe in him when he keeps
coming. He's puzzled me. Now, I don't know him. And I've never sat down and had a talk with him in my whole life. I was impressed by his first year. He took a big step backwards. And I think what happened is his early success made him less tolerant to what happened afterwards. I think he thought he was going to be a real big success. And instead it backfired and they made terrible decisions. And the organization made terrible moves. And they wound up with what they've been left with. And they are a long way from good. Now, I think they've improved the team this year. But let me ask you something. How does John judge, and he makes the football decisions, how does John judge whether he wants to keep the coach or not? Because they could have a bad record and still be improved. Now, here's why I think they actually bought themselves two bites at the apple. If they can win with the veteran quarterback, they stay. If they lose early, which I think is very possible, and get a bad record, then they go to the kid quarterback, and he shows anything, well, they're not going to want to change his coach and his coordinator and the whole system for him again if he's now they found the guy they think is their future. So they get two bites at the apple this year if they play it right, even if they're bad. So I think that does give them a decent chance to come back.
Yeah, I thought if they're going to make a change with Dable and Shane, it should have been ahead of this year once they draft the quarterback.
Yeah, the Giants have done everything half-assed in recent years, and this made no sense again. Okay, let's be honest. But they're there now, and like I said, two bites at the apple. If they surprise because of their defense or Wilson plays well, okay, bingo. If not, and they get off terribly, and now Dort shows promise and a future, and now they get excited about him, they aren't going to, because they don't want to change him after 1 year and give him a whole new system and a whole new coaching staff. and everything else, which will take him 2 years to learn. So I think they get two bites of the apple. One thing I love is I had two players that I always pick a couple of players all year that I love. One was the Penn State tight end, who I think is going to be a tremendous pro. I love him. Okay, but I understand why the Jets took the tackle. I was torn between taking the tight end and the offensive lineman. I was last year, too. And I said take the lineman last year out of Penn State, and I was wrong. They should have taken the tight end because he's a great player for the Raiders. Now, the other player is Scadaboo. I love Scadaboo, but here's already the problem. You can eat peanuts off Scadaboo's head. He's a little guy, okay? He's already getting hurt, which scares me. So they might have to really use him as a situational back, because I think he could become a really incredible fan favorite and a very productive NFL player. I love that guy.
Yeah, I love to see them start running the football. I know everybody made a big deal about Daniel Jones and obviously now Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers. Build it inside out, run the football, and then build off of that.
I think they're going to throw it to Scatterball a lot, too. I think you're going to see him catch the ball a lot.
What about the Jets? You think that you? I know you're a big Parcells guy, and we're obviously you had a great relationship for years with Parcells. And
yeah, that's pretty shot, too. So, I mean, you know, we've had off balling outs, too. But, I mean, we talk. We're just not as close as we were. He and I chatted a bunch of times in Saratoga. His box is right behind mine at Saratoga. You know that. You know where the box is. Yeah. His box is right behind mine. So we talk all the time. So our relationship is cordial. We're just not as close as we were. But he's very high on Aaron Glenn. And let me tell you this. Aaron Glenn is cut from the Parcells cloth. 100%. Now, what does that mean? That means certain things. Number one, they're going to play a field position game. Number two, you don't take the foot out of football, which means special teams matter a lot. Number three, they're going to run the ball. They are going to play close games. They are going to try and stay in games and win them close. They're going to run the ball a lot. He thinks he's got three backs, and he intends to use all three backs. I think they're going to be a run-first team, a run-second team, a pass-third team. They're going to play predominantly low-scoring games, and I think they could be better than people think. Now, let me explain something to you. They had maybe the worst coaching staff I've ever seen, okay? And it got worse when they fired the coach, because now you took manpower out of the defensive room, and you gave a guy who had no idea what to do as a head coach the head coaching job. Woody took a bad situation and made it 100 times worse, okay? So they were about the worst coach team I've ever seen. I know for a fact veteran players were like, this is a joke. This is a joke, what's going on here. That's how bad it was. And they didn't speak out, which I give them credit for. But some of the guys who were there last year who had been on good teams and who had been prominent players were like, this is kindergarten. That's how bad it was. It will be completely different under Aaron Glenn.
You like Justin Fields?
Not particularly. I think he can make some big plays. I think he'll make some 50-yard runs for some touchdowns. And I think he is a well below average passer.
What about the defense? I've been saying for years, like, I want Sauce Gardner to be great.
I think the defense is okay. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's as good as it was. I think the defense a couple of years ago was tremendous. It took a huge step back last year. I think it's going to be middle of the road. I don't think it'll be great. I think it'll be, you know, in the 10 to 15 range.
Do you think Sauce Gardner is as good as everybody thinks and he thinks?
No. No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you with that. I know all the accolades. I mean,
I do not.
I've seen great corners in my life. He's not one.
I think he counts. I think he's too worried about his status in the league. And too worried about his press club things. I think he needs to play harder, and I think he needs to play the position as an all-pro corner does, which means you play the run and the pass.
All right, looking forward to football season, although around here, as you know, better than anybody.
Oh, my. I'm looking forward to football season a lot. I can't wait. I really look forward to football season. And I think the Giants are going to be improved, but I think the record's going to not show it. I think the Jets will be improved. I think the Jets will play very much vanilla football, though. I think the games will be very, you know, 2017, 17, 14 kind of games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but it's more always about the NFL around the league as opposed to here, because these two teams usually stink by October. They're dead. I mean, hopefully this year we get them to November.
Yeah, you know, I really had high hopes for Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't work out. I would have liked to have seen that. I really would.
You think he's going to be good in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I don't like that. I really think that is a very strange marriage. I think Aaron, I think Rodgers has more left than people think. Let's be honest. He had more drops than anybody in the league. He was on a team that had no coaching, had no offensive line coaching. And if they didn't have the drops they had in the end zone, he would have had 35 touchdown passes. What's that bad? Let me tell you the next time you'll see a Jet quarterback throw 35 touchdown passes, okay? He is still Aaron Rodgers. Now, I understand they thought that he was only throwing to the guys he wanted to throw to. He froze out guys. Nonsense. Nonsense. He just wanted to get the ball in the end zone. I don't buy that for a second. He went where he thought the ball could be caught. That's the bottom line. Now, did he do everything perfect? No. He also played hurt early in the season, but I think he's still got a bunch left. I really do.
All right. We started the show talking about baseball. Obviously, we're talking with Mike Francesa, a man who needs no introduction. You know his voice. Long time, obviously, here on The Fan. He built this freaking place live from the Mike Francesa studios.
That's a long time ago, Sal.
Not really that long.
You know, nobody cares about 19. I know that. I'm a smart 70-year-old. I understand no one cares about 1987. I understand that. Hey, I'm very proud of what we did. I'm very proud of what the fan did, what Dog and myself did, what the station has done. And I wish the station nothing but the best. But, you know, it's always about the present, just like baseball. It's always about the present. It's nice to honor the past, but it's always about – it's your time. It's not my time anymore. It's your time.
Well, my time might be up. Cart might be coming
not
back.
Not you personally. Yeah, I meant you, the station. I didn't mean you, Sal. Cart, you know, you'll be running in and saying, Mike said I should run the station. I mean, you know, Mike said I'm the guy. I mean, that's you'll be running off crazy. No, I mean you as the whole station. You know, I think it's your time, not mine.
Yeah, well, Cart might be coming back. Are you coming back at all? Do we need to worry about that?
No, I'm not coming back. I don't know who's coming back, but I can tell you this. I'm not coming back, I promise.
All right, how about the Mets? I'm not as worried as everybody else. Where are you at with the Mets right now?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
A little surprised by the recent slump. The Mets fool me a lot. I mean, when I think they're going bad, they'll play well. And when I think they're about to run something off, they play lousy. Listen, they made some good moves at the trade deadline. Their bullpen is really good now. You don't know it yet because the team hasn't kicked in. Now, one thing that's a big problem is you can't have just one pitcher who can get into the sixth inning. They don't have another pitcher on that team, which is mind-boggling, who has made it through the sixth inning this year. Only Peterson has gone six innings this year on that team. And Peterson, for the most part, except the three right before the All-Star break, has pitched really well. But their bullpen is improved. The problem is they haven't hit consistently or as a group all year. One guy gets hot, the other guys go cold. They haven't kicked in. Here's what I would do with the Mets. Okay, and I'm disappointed in Soto's play. He hasn't been nearly as good. I'm only judging from the plate. I don't care about his right field. I don't care about his stolen bases. At the plate, he has not been the same player. He has not made contact as well, and he has been terrible in big spots. Now, he's got at least league in walks. He's got 26 homers. The year is salvageable, okay? And for other people, it's a good year, but he's not other people. He's one of the premier offensive players in baseball. He needs to get a hot streak and carry the team in the big innings. And they all need to hit at the same time. They need to get Lindor. I'm not worried about Alonso. They need to get Lindor, Nimmo, and Soto, and Vientos. He is maybe the key to the team down the stretch. Here's what I would do if I were the manager. I would play McNeil every day at second base. And I would DH Vientos. I would not fool around with him. Let him play every day. Let him sink or swim. And this is what you tell him. You tell him what Joe Torre always told the player who was having a bad year. Hey, you can't catch your regular stats now. You can't catch last year's stats now. Turn this year around right now. Finish red hot. Carry into the postseason. And you can still have a big, meaningful year. Forget what has happened already. Start now. And that's what Vientos has to do. I think what happens with a young player is he all of a sudden, oh, I can't do this. I can't get here. I can't do this. Okay? Yeah, that year's gone. You can't do that. Finish strong. And they really need him in a big way. But they need Manaea and Senga to pitch like they're supposed to pitch down the stretch. Their bullpen's going to be terrific. I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't know if they'll beat the Phillies. Phillies are good. I think a big key is Wheeler hurt. I know they backed him up a couple of days. If he's hurt, that's a big, big hit to the Phillies.
Yeah, it's so different with the Mets because they have the players for years. It's go get the players, go get the players. They have the players. Now they just got to do their job. Whereas with the Yankees, maybe a little bit of a different story.
And they have the best back of the bullpen in baseball now.
So. Helsley and Diaz, I mean, that's as good as it gets right there. So you just can't wait to see it get unleashed.
I mean, hey, give them leads and they'll close the door. I mean, that will happen. But the Mets have not hit as a group all year, and Soto has been terrible late in game. Absolutely terrible. And I don't care. I mean, I can't believe anybody made a big deal about his home run yesterday. Who the hell cares?
Oh, but it's an embarrassment. But the end of the no-hitter.
Who the hell cares? I don't care if they get no hit or not. That's not anyone who calls that a big home run is an idiot, okay? I mean, the bottom line is, how is that a big home run?
Yeah, well,
do you think that's going to motivate the team that they scored a run?
Maybe
that
he
didn't get no hit.
Maybe
who
he gets
cares if a team, no one cares if a team gets no hit. They got no hit when they went to the World Series. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares if you get no hit. Doesn't make any difference. You go to the next day. They ran into a hot pitcher yesterday. That's great stuff.
I wouldn't say it was a big hit. I didn't. But I did not want the Mets to get no hit. That would have been embarrassing.
Why? Who cares?
Well, can I be honest
with
you?
Move on to the next game.
I didn't want to be looked at as a jinx. We had Mendy on the show yesterday. If they got no hit the day that he came on with me, I'd probably never get him on again.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I don't know why he talks to you anyway, to be honest with you. But, I mean,
what about the Yankees?
You want Soto to get a hit when they're down 3-2
right,
and the bases are loaded. That's when you want a base hit. Yesterday's hit you can have. You know what? If anyone gets excited by that, good. I was surprised the fans were booing as early in the game as they were. They were booing very early in the game yesterday because I watched a lot of the game yesterday, and they were booing early in the game. They really were.
They were ready to go, obviously not having it with the Mets in their losing streak. What about the Yanks here? Yeah. The calls have been about firing Boone, this or that. For me, it's more of
they
a culture
shift. Listen, I think Boone's done a bad job, and their fundamentals and their situational baseball is atrocious. They won't fire Boone. I'm just telling you right now, everybody I talk to who knows, and I still talk to people who know in that organization, and they're not going to fire him. It's just not going to happen. So if that's what you're holding out for, I don't care what happens. Boone's finishing. Now, if they don't make the playoffs, would I give you the 100% Boone's back next year, despite the contract? No, I don't think he will be. But he's going to get this year. 100%. I'd be stunned. And everyone I talk to says that who's there, says he will not get fired. Now, the roster, they made some good moves, but they made too many moves. You can't rebuild the entire team at the trade deadline, okay? That just showed you how perplexed they are. The roster still is ridiculously awful in terms of balance. They have four DHs. If you count Judge as a DH now, and I don't know how much he can play in the outfield, and if he gets a twinge, he's going to DH. Now, and he's not going to learn first base this year, sorry. Now, with that the case, they have four DHs. They have him, Stanton, Rice, and Dominguez, who is still a DH, okay? Because you know anytime he goes out there, the ball can hit him right between the eyes. We all know that, okay? So they have four DHs. They have one catcher. If you play Rice at first base, which you want to do against a tough righty or against all righties the way Goldschmidt hits against righties, you want to play Goldschmidt late in the game for defensive purposes, and you want to play him all the time against lefties. So if a lefty comes in the seventh inning, you put him in for Rice. But if you play Rice at first, you don't have a backup catcher. How can you not have a backup catcher on your team? You got him at first base. You can't put him at first base a lot now because they don't have another catcher on the roster except Rice. That makes no sense. Why do they need two extra guys? They don't need two utility guys. They need one. One of them's got to go. If you want to keep the base stealer, keep him. Rosario's not a bad baseball player, but there's no way they're both going to play on this team. Now, there's no room in the outfield if Judge is hurt, and there's no if Judge isn't hurt, and if Judge is hurt, there's no room for Stanton to play anywhere. You can't put Stanton in the outfield. He's a statue. He can't play in the outfield. He can still hit, though. He's had 10 homers and 27 RBIs in his last 100 at-bats. The guy has to be the DH. Rice has to be the left-handed platoon at first. They got to get an extra catcher, get rid of one of the utility guys, and play the right guys in the outfield. Don't play Bellinger anywhere but in the outfield because it's a negative when he doesn't play in the outfield. You can play him anywhere in the outfield, but he's got to play the outfield. Grisham has to play 80% of the time minimum. I don't care how much Dominguez plays. Grisham has to play. Bellinger has to play every day. Rice has to. Judge has to be in there every day. And Rice has to be in there against right-handed pitching. Goldschmidt comes in late in the game for defense. They have to carry another catcher. Now they have a ton in the bullpen. And they finally moved to the right closer. Forget Williams. Williams doesn't want to be here. I'm telling you, he won't be here next year. He shouldn't be here. I don't think he likes it here. He looks like a guy who is a deer in a headlight every time he goes to the mound. He's given up on the mound. As soon as that ball was missed, you could see him sulking, his shoulders dropped. You could see how he was on the mound. He didn't fight through it at all. They got the right closer now. They have tons of depth in the bullpen right now. Yes, it will be nice if Heel can still pitch. It will be criminal if they don't make the playoffs. But this roster is so bad in terms of baseball balance. It still needs to be balanced at this late date. That's how bad it is.
So don't you think that that's on Brian Cashman and it dates back years?
Yes.
It's not a one-year thing.
Yes. But Cashman's not going anywhere. He's part of the family.
Well, then how are things going to change? I mean, they could keep saying the
results.
They
went to the World Series last year.
I know, but they got embarrassed in the World Series.
They went to the World Series last year. They couldn't, despite losing and being embarrassed by the Dodgers, they couldn't make any more money if they tried. Okay, if they make the playoffs and they go around deep into the playoffs, ka-ching, 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 the Yankees make more. All they care about is how much money they make. If they make the playoffs and they don't win the World Series, they're ready to go the next year. And the owner will say, we didn't have Cole, Judge got hurt. He's already got his excuses made for this year. So they're already typed up. They're on a piece of paper. Cole got hurt. Heel got hurt, Judge got hurt, and that's it. We didn't win. Sorry, we'll be back next year. Okay, make sure you buy your tickets. Okay, make sure you put your signs in the outfield. That's all he cares about. Okay, we all know that. That's the bottom line, and they make money hand over fist. The roster is a malfunctioning mess. You can't have four DHs and no extra catcher on your roster, and that's ridiculous. I love McMahon. Play him every day. I don't care. He gets clutch hits. He's not going to hit 300. He's going to battle against some lefties. He'll hit some home runs. He is a great glove. He stabilized the entire infield. And you've noticed how much better Volpe is since McMahon's been here, don't you? That's because of McMahon's presence and his experience. It's made it a ton better. Volpe can play up the middle. McMahon covers a ton of ground. He's a great third baseman. It's made things a ton better on the infield.
You ever just call dog and you guys talk New York sports?
Yeah, not much. We text.
Okay.
We text. But I got to be honest, we don't text all the time. He's busy. I'm busy. You know, I got three kids in college. You know, I travel around sometimes. I mean, I still do my podcasts, and I like doing them after games especially. I do them. They're very well received. I've done a couple of the things lately that I've gotten. You know, the Superman review was crazy. This Giant thing was crazy. I mean, the responses have been, you know, insane. People are calling me up, offering me jobs I don't want. I mean, so, but, you know, hey, I have fun with it. I still enjoy doing it. I like being able to verbalize. Do I want to go to Hudson Street every day? No, thank you. I mean, I don't want to spend 4 hours in the car. I left my house the other day to go to the city to do the Eli thing. It took me 2 hours to get there by car. I'm like, thank God I don't do this every day. Uh-huh. I mean, the city is a disaster to drive in. So I like not having to be there that much. I have a studio in the house. So, and once in a while, I hear you knuckleheads on the radio when I'm in the car, and I hear you fighting with people and this and that, and they get your goat so easy, Sal. Callers can get your goat so easy.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
You haven't changed. You haven't learned one lesson I taught you all these years. You know that?
I tried.
You're still the same when I used to sit you down and say, Sal, maybe you should take a breath and think once before you talk, once. Okay, but you haven't changed once in all these years. It's your blessing and your curse at the same time. But now I see you up for an Emmy in New York. Here's one thing, so I hate to burst your bubble. Everybody but the mailman has won a local Emmy.
I know.
Okay. Win a national Emmy, okay? The local Emmy. I had the show for 2 years. I won 2 local Emmys. Everybody but the mailman wins. It's like what do they call it with the kids? The participation award, local Emmy, okay? There's 4 million categories. They just keep giving them out like Pez.
I know, but I keep losing. I keep losing to Bill Pito. It's bothering me.
Bill Pito keeps beating you, huh?
Two in a row, Mike. Well, two in a row, hey, Bill maybe, Pito.
Did you get nominated this year?
I did. He's going to get me again. It's against Pito again.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Just you and Pito?
Yeah. Well, no. Pito, Gary Apple, Steve Gelbs, I think, are the others.
Oh, really? Not exactly Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Okay.
One more, Mike, because I want to get your thoughts on this. I've seen you do this on your podcast.
What's that?
Because there were some people, you know, afternoon drive now, and that's always the spot I wanted. I was heartbroken not to be able to get the opportunity to go on afternoon drive.
What do you mean? Have you given up your quest?
No, pedal to the metal. I'm still full bore. I mean, I'm happy to have a job, but I want the afternoon.
You know, you put things that Evan can trip over, you know, out in the hall, you know, things like that, you know.
You always said you don't want to be the guy to replace the guy, but maybe you could be a little bit after that. So I'm just waiting a little bit. But,
oh, no, Sal, you don't have to wait anymore. I tell you don't have to wait anymore. They've had enough guys. You don't have to wait anymore.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
But yeah, okay. You're not replacing Bear Bryant anymore. That's over with. Okay?
One of the guys on the afternoon show, Sean Marash, you may be familiar with, he was really upset with the Yankees for not having Clark Schmidt try to finish a no-hitter. Did you have
Please, Tony. Well, you know you're just teeing me up. You know I went off on that, okay? The guy had a bad arm before the game. He's already now gone for the next year and a half. I mean, hey. Okay, I don't even have to comment on that one, do I really? Okay.
but it would be fun if you did.
I mean, why people worry about things like no-hitters in the greater scheme of things, okay? I won't tell you who told me that when they let Santana pitch that no-hitter, which wasn't even a no-hitter, because we all know that there was a base hit in the game that was called wrong by the umpire, okay, which would have ended the whole thing for me.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
If I were on the mound, because I know that was a fair ball. But biggest mistake they ever made, they said.
Yeah, it had to be TC. And by the way, Terry, I know we're going to be playing golf, and I can't wait to get out there and play golf.
Love Terry. Terry, here's the thing. Let me tell you, he wants to play.
He wants to play. Frances has invited us out there.
I will play with Terry anytime. Let me tell you this. When he came to the Mets, all I heard was what a disaster he was to get along with, how hard he was going to be to interview, how the players hated him in his past managerial jobs, and he was a rigid SOB. He might have been the best guys I ever dealt with in all the years I was in New York. Terry Collins would absolutely be in the top five, and he might be in the top three. He is one of my all-time favorites, and he is a great guy. Not a good guy, a great guy.
Yeah, you weren't kidding. He says the same about you. I've had him plenty of times to get there.
I love Terry Collins, and he can play golf. I hear he's pretty good. He'll probably try to take my money, but I hear he's pretty good, though.
Oh, I haven't played with him, but I've heard about it. I just know this.
Well, you know, you guys say you're good, and you can't even get there. I mean, you're hitting the ball two fairways.
I know. I said you're good. I know I stink.
I'm not good. I'm a mediocre player, but, you know, but you guys are dreadful. Terry's not bad.
BT thinks he's good. Jerry's good. BT thinks he's good.
I've never seen him play. Bring him along when we play. You wanted to play, so I'll shoot you a date. We'll play and bring BT along. We'll see how good his game is.
Thank you, Mike. You're the best. We appreciate it.
Bye, Sal.
And there you have it, the legend, Mike Frisch. That was fun, wasn't it? Just sit back and listening to that. You're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, how great was that? Mike he still got it. He doesn't want to come back though. He's doing that podcast. Whew, thankfully. There's only so many chairs around here. Obviously, you can't wait to get out on the golf course with Mike. I hate playing golf. I told you that. Like, it gives me anxiety. I said this the other day. I hear Boomer and Geo talking about it all the time. Ruco and Cone mentioned it the other day. And even hearing other people talk about it gives me anxiety. But I did the same thing this year as I did last year. Set up back-to-back dates. We're supposed to play with our buddy Steve Hirsch. I forget what, Quaker Ridge or something like that. We're supposed to play with Recco, me, and Geo. And now it's going to be me, Mike, Recco, and BT the following day. So back-to-back days, I did the same thing last year, same exact, maybe not the same exact foursomes, but the same places, playing with Steve up at Quaker Ridge and then playing with Mike out on Long Island in consecutive days. I guess I just get my golfing in 2 days and then that's it for the year. But like, I'm not any good. I don't practice. I don't have time to do it. And it gives me anxiety. And imagine that anxiety that you would have normally and then playing with, well, there's different levels of anxiety. The one I was going to talk about is playing with Mike. Like, it's Mike and I don't want to upset him or look embarrass myself. And he's good. He hits the ball straight every time. Like, I don't care about how far you hit it. I just want to be able to keep it moving. Hit it straight. Don't hit it sideways. And I can't do that. I'm sculling him. I'm chopping him. I'm dribbling him. Like, oh, it's all over the place. Ripping him into the woods. Got a hold of that one. But, you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself. And then playing with Gio, which I've never played golf with Gio before. We've done some other stuff together. Never played golf before with Gio. Now that he's, like, you know, master golfer. And I know what's going to happen. whatever happens out on that golf course does not stay on the golf course. It goes right to the morning show, and they're going to be talking about it. So it gives me a different level of anxiety. To a point where I thought about it, okay, maybe I'll go just hang out. I'll bring the surf sides and then maybe watch them play for the 18. Maybe hit a couple. Anyway, back to the phone calls, 888-808-1019. Hope you enjoyed that with Francesa. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. John is calling from Syracuse about the Mets. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal, just a side note. You more than deserve afternoon drive.
Well, I mean, thank you. It's occupied right now. I'm not trying to take anybody's job, but I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want afternoons. When it was open, I wanted afternoons. But I'm happy with midday, somewhat.
Who wouldn't? You do a good job. This is water under the bridge, and the Mets are talented enough to win this division, but they don't have the spark plug that they had with Jose Iglesias last year. I think they made a big mistake not bringing him back.
You're not the only person to say that, obviously, John. As a matter of fact, you may have even called at one point and said the same thing. Like a lot of people, including my mother. Oh, she said it to Mendy out of the Amazing Day. Oh, you're going to bring Iglesias back? Everybody loved Iglesias. I can't get caught up in that. I do not believe that that's the problem. If anything, I know this has been making the rounds on social media. J.D. Martinez and his impact on the offense last year and his hitting philosophies, that could be a game changer. That's no longer there. The chemistry is definitely not what it was a year ago, but I don't think that if the Mets brought back Jose Iglesias, it would be that much different. And there was no room for him. Where are you going to put him?
He got so many big hits for the Mets, big clutch hits. He was great with the glove.
Yeah, but he was awful down the stretch and in the postseason. Look, I'm with you, John, but thank you for the call. As a matter of fact, I even said it last offseason, they got to bring him back. But when you actually look at the roster, like, whose spot's he taking right now? I want Acuna to take somebody's spot, and he can't even crack the roster. Beatty they want right now because of lefty bat. If Winker ever does come back from the IL, I would assume Beatty would be the first to go. There's just no room for Iglesias. Even if he were here, he's not going to solve the offensive issues. And his offensive success, while I respect putting the bat on the ball and putting it in play, that was more the aberration than what you could expect to continue. And you saw it in the playoffs. Maybe, though, with the Mets, this year will be different from last year, whereas where they had that success in the regular season, I know they had success in the postseason, but Iglesias, for example, the things that they were successful at in the regular season didn't fully transfer over to the postseason. Maybe this year will be the opposite, including the starting pitching, who Manaea and Senga should be fresh. I mean, Senga wasn't even here for obviously he pitched in the postseason, but he didn't pitch any of the regular season. You were just throwing him out there in the playoffs last year, so you didn't have any kind of real version of Senga. Manaea was exhausted. You could see that. Now he's going to be fresh, assuming he's going to build himself back up. He's in the process of doing that by the, mid-end of August. He should be just getting ready to go. He should be in midseason peak form by October. And then, of course, Soto. We saw Lindor. We saw Alonso perform and produce in the postseason. Soto. Him in the playoffs can take this offense, and I expect will take this offense to another stratosphere. Not to mention Vientos. You heard Mike talking about Vientos. I've kind of given up hope on Vientos, but the potential is still there. And you might need him to win the division to go get hot here at some point, but like, it's not like you can't get hot in the playoffs, which you did a year ago. What happens if that wakes him up? That's why I'm not going crazy in a negative way with the Mets, because the potential is still there. They have the players. They just need those guys to go nuts. And even if it just happens in October, that will be good enough. Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Sal. How are you?
Good. What's up, Chris?
Listen, I got a couple of things. First of all, I agree with you 100%. I think the issue with the Yankees is total accountability. I think that you as a young parent, you don't see it. You kind of see it a little bit, but it's stretching into everywhere. And you got to hold guys accountable. Otherwise, you're going to get the repeated behaviors over and over again. And I don't think that's what Boone's doing. I think he's exactly what they want. Those kind of managers are kind of a thing of the past anyway. And I also have a thing with Pito. I think the reason, and again, you're super talented, I think the reason Pito beats you like a drum is because he's a real Ranger fan, and you're not.
I love it, Chris, and thank you for the call. Are we sure on that? Freaking Bill Pito, who's, by the way, a nice guy. Obviously, I'm just having some fun with him. But he did beat me 2 years in a row, and we're going head-to-head year three. A three-peat for Pito? My nephew, my hockey loving Ranger fan nephew Joey, 2 years ago, before Pete O and I became rivals in my mind for the Emmy, the local Emmy, as Mike said. I don't even know what's different. Local, national, who gives? Yeah. Green jacket, yellow jacket, who gives a, you know what? My nephew comes up to me and he starts talking about the MSG 150. And at that point, I knew I was beat. That was even before I lost the first one. But come on, Baseball Night New York is a fun show year round. We have some fun with that. It's entertaining, informative, educational, and fun. Gotta win one, no? And then you pay the $250, whatever it is, to get the Emmy. And no, I'm not just happy to be nominated. I want to win. And come on, I am a real Ranger fan. Do we know Pito's credentials as a Ranger fan? We know what he does on the air. That's fair enough. How do you know? Because I'll tell you something. I know something you may not. A lot of these broadcasters in a lot of different spots, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want to deal with any bullcrap off the air from people. But you may think somebody's a certain fan of a certain team. They may not be. Oh, this guy definitely grew up a fan of this team. Maybe not. So I don't know about Pito and his fandom. I know he does a great job with MSG and the MSG 150. But know this. I am a Rangers fan. Regardless of how many jerseys the owners at the Islanders give me. Rashad is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
All right. So, I want to talk about Soto real quickly. Soto, he's not been very impactful for the team. Even his June. His June, when he was National League Player of the Month, it didn't even translate to wins. Because the Mets, that was probably the Mets' worst month of the season.
Correct.
Yeah. So, and then if you look at Soto's home runs versus RBIs, they're very low. He only has 64 RBIs when I last checked. Mm-hmm. He's not batting guys in. He's not
impacting the games the way that he needs to impact the games. Like Alonso last year put up some okay numbers, especially in accordance with his standards. He was not impacting the games the way that he is this year, where he's had the highest impact of any of the Mets on these games. Juan Soto may have some okay numbers, especially according to his standards. He's not having quite the impact that we expected him to have.
Yeah, he's not impactful. It's not leading to wins. He's getting better at hitting and running the scoring position, because now it's up to like 250. But for the longest, it's been sub 200. It's been like 177.
I didn't even know it was that high, because you haven't even felt it. For me, I haven't even felt that it's gotten that much better with Soto. So maybe it has, because a caller brought that up yesterday too, the same thing, and I thought he was wrong, or I thought it was even worse with Soto with runners in scoring position, to your point, under 200. But bottom line is you got to get better. Simple as that. I don't care that he leads the league in walks. I mean, that's fine. You know, the 250 average is not something to go nuts about. Obviously, it's a little light from where it should be. But Soto's OPS has got to be much higher. The run production's got to be. I get it. Now, the difference maybe between you and me, and I don't know, Rashad, I'll ask you. I think he's going to go nuts at some point. If he doesn't, the Mets have no chance, and it's going to be a lost season. But I do believe that when the calendar turns, whether it's to September or October, I still believe Soto is that guy that will carry the Mets. It might not happen, but I believe that. Do you believe that?
I believe he would. I believe he would. I was expecting him to have more, because I'm comparing to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, he had a month like Soto had in June. He had way better months. Aaron Judge, those are wins. I don't know why Soto was not getting wins.
Right, but here's the other comp to Judge, and thank you for the call, Rashad. And I don't know. And that's why I say that maybe there's some kind of chemistry issue or something's off there. Didn't make any sense to me that the Mets were playing their best baseball with Soto not doing much, and then all of a sudden Soto goes nuts and plays out of this world for the month of June, and yet as a team, collectively, they were at their worst. So something's off. That makes no sense. But what Judge does so great in the regular season has not yet transferred over to October. Whereas Soto, in his career, last year with the Yankees, 2019 famously with the Nationals, he has been a beast in the postseason. He'll elevate his game in the postseason. Will it happen again? I don't know. It better, otherwise the Mets are going home early if they do make it. John is calling from Mount Vernon. What's up, John?
How you doing, Sal?
How are you, Johnny?
I'm okay, buddy, for an old man, 87 years old, Yankee fan all my life. I don't understand the Yankees. Where are they going to get rid of Boone? And also, I don't understand why everybody's on Volpe's case when he's probably got the third most RBIs on the Yankees, the third most home runs. The guy's playing tremendous shortstop right now. He hustles 150%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a little guy, you know. I root for Italian players. Joe DiMaggio was my idol.
Yeah, well, okay, but you're rooting for Italian players. Like, I'm Italian. I couldn't give a crap less about that. So that's why you have a soft spot for that. Yeah, but that's fine. John, that's okay, Sicilian. That's fine. I love the Sicilian pizza. That's fine. But I'm not worried about where a player comes from. I'm worried about how they're producing. And you're right. Hold on, John. Hold on. I got you. I got you, brother. You have a soft spot for Volpe. And I'm not disagreeing that, yes, offensively, if you look at certain numbers, his power numbers, home runs, RBIs, you take that.
Certainly,
the defense lately, he's looked much better. But we're talking about four or five games. What happened when he couldn't throw the ball cleanly? And even then, the other day, he got saved by Goldschmidt.
I know. He made a lot of stupid mistakes I didn't like. I'll be honest with you. I agree with that. The bottom line is, what are you doing playing Wells? What's he play? He can't hit a lick. What is he going to do? He can't get the ball out of the infield Wells.
Yeah.
Who should have made a pitch hit for him yesterday?
John, Wells does have 15 home runs for a catcher. Maybe if his name ended in a vowel, you'd be higher on Wells. I mean, I'm not so sure, and thank you for the call. Look, I get it. You're allowed to have soft spots for certain players, and I do think Volpe, after he hit that big home run to tie the game, was it tying the game against Tampa late or giving them the lead? Whatever it was, that big home run, was it last week already? I don't know, it's all blending together. He hit that big home run. You could almost see like that got him mentally right. Then the next day he hits another home run. He does the, you know, the LeBron pushing down. And defensively, he just looks like he's much more confident. I still don't trust him 100%. And overall, if you look at Anthony Volpe's season, it's still terribly disappointing. So you could come up with the home run numbers. You could come up with the RBI. He's got 61 ribbies, which he's going to eclipse his career high here. He has not been, this to me has still been his worst season. So look at the home run total. Look at the RBI total. That's not what you want from Anthony Volpe. I look at the total package. He hasn't been great defensively consistently enough. He has not gotten on base and hit with a high average nearly enough in accordance with what you want him to be. Those are, like, what is Volpe as a player? I still don't know. He's not supposed to be a power guy, an all-or-nothing guy. He was supposed to be different. I had higher hopes than Volpe for almost anybody outside of Brian Cashman himself. Whatever that group was that's underneath Cashman, like Cashman believed that Volpe was going to be a superstar, that next level, whoever else was in that group, I was in that group along with him, thinking Volpe was going to be a star in this league. Even after year one, just seeing him, the eye test, man, this guy looks like he's got it. Can hit the ball hard the other way. He's athletic. He's fast. And it just has not come together. And as a matter of fact, in year three, it's gotten worse. So that's why I think you're hearing people pick on Anthony Volpe. But to his credit, and I would have sent him down, he's starting to at least look like he's coming out of it. The fear that you have is he's just one bad throw away, or one throw in the dirt that Goldschmidt or Rice can't scoop away from having it maybe snowball the other way. Offensively, still not where you want him to be, but at least the confidence seems to be back from Anthony Volpe.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.